Now it's time. Time to get your mind moving, reach for your dreams, and find happiness and success in your life. Welcome to The Mindset Man. And here is your host, The Mindset Man himself, Todd Raddis.
Welcome to the show. This is Todd Raddis. I am the Mindset Man. And today we have Lana Macari, correct? Is that how you say your last name?
That's pretty close, Todd. Lana Macara.
Macara. Yes. Okay, Macara. I don't know why I'm struggling with Lana's name. I actually know Lana personally, but maybe because I never used her last name till today. So what Lana is you're going to love this title, folks. She's the world's leading massive change maker. And she has a new podcast coming out, Massive Change on Demand. So we're going to talk to Lana a little bit about change. And as always, this is the Mindset Man. So we want to talk to Lana about how she got to become the world's leading massive change maker. That's an amazing title, and I need you to make massive changes in my life starting today. So we're going to bring her on. We're going to let Lana explain this a little bit better because I just don't know where to go or how to explain this for people. So Lana, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us exactly what it is that you do and how you bring about massive change in people's lives.
Oh, wow. What a big topic. I mean, we could be here all day. I would do a full day seminar on all that.
Well, you got 23 minutes.
Oh, thank you so much. I have always been an avid student and an avid student of the mind. I minored in psychology and I'm a novelist. I have 22 published books. And I was always digging into how people think and what they, you know, what makes them do what they do. So my novels would be successful, and they were successful. And then when I got a divorce and my life changed dramatically, I went into this mind study full force to figure out what it is that makes people think the way they do and get stuck in their patterns and how to change that, how to make those changes. And I went from one method to another. I just was on a continual journey for about 8 years. And what I discovered was that there are a lot of methods out there and they all work to some degree. And so stacking them together and using some cutting edge neuroscience that has only been really validated for the last 2 years or so has just ramped everything up to a massive rate where you can see change within an hour. Things that you worked on for 20 years that you were still struggling with, in 1 hour, you can just flip that and dissolve it. Just like that. And it doesn't involve any trauma. It's just like watching a movie, you know, that you're not really engaged in.
So you're creating trauma-free change in an hour or two.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Whatever you want.
That is massive change, right? And yes. Quickly. So how do we achieve that? If you were going to help me, what would be the first thing you'd want to do with me to try to help me change where my mindset's failing me?
Absolutely. That is a great question because it goes right into what I do. The first thing is you have to be very calm and relaxed and focused. And all the other things in the world have to go away because we are working on some really deep stuff here. And so you just get quiet, lean back, relax, close your eyes, you know, that kind of thing. Get into a meditative state, quiet state where you can really tune in. And then we go through several processes. Like I said, it's about five different things that stack together. We do a little bit of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which the words I say are very important to opening your mind and allowing the change to happen. But the thing that I'm really the most excited about is something called holographic memory resolution. It's this new technology, this new psychological process where they have discovered that the body holds memory. The cells hold memory. There are little hairs around the cells called cilia. And these are actually memory keepers. And every memory you have is locked into these cells in different parts of the body. And once we find out where it is, and it's simple to do that, we just have a little process and questions and allowing it to come up. There are ways of just dissolving it simply, easily. You don't even really have to get into the, you know, into the emotional trauma of it at all. You're just working on the body's memory and shifting that, changing it, resolving it completely. And it happens in seconds. Once you're in that space and you know where you're going and what you're looking at, that's the, you know, the time frame is finding it, identifying it, and getting tapping into it. But once you have it, you can dissolve it in just a few seconds. And it's like the underlying programming that's behind all weight loss problems, anxiety, physical stuff that people have, like stomach problems where their anxiety is now affecting the stomach, or headaches and things like that. So going in and finding out what's under there, why are you feeling like that? And why are you having those repetitive behaviors? And you've tried and tried and tried, and you do mantras and all these different things to try to break it, and it doesn't break. But with this process, you can go in, gently dissolve it, and then when you are finished, you come out of the process with just like this feeling of lightness and clarity, and it's a phenomenal, miraculous type of feeling.
Now I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, and I'm hearing some quantum physics on the metaphysical level here with cell memory and memory around cells, which has been something that's been postulated in quantum physics for a long time, that your memory isn't actually part of your cell. It's just accessed by your cells. Is that kind of where you're getting some of this newer science from? Is the quantum physics field? Because I know that confuses a lot of people, because quantum physics is the opposite of physics when it comes to being logical. It isn't in any way, shape, or form.
Sure, there is a level of quantum physics, because quantum physics is real.
Yeah.
So, you know, it stands to reason that it would apply, because quantum physics actually does have proof and all of that. So, yes, using that idea that you can actually change what your mind remembers as the past. And it's not like, I'm sorry I said remember, because you're going to remember it, but you won't have any feeling about it. It'll be like, oh, I saw that movie once. But you're not going to go into the trauma and the patterns, the psychological patterns, because the mind, especially when we're younger, it creates a world, a framework for the world. And we live inside that framework. But once you can go in there and dissolve that, you're wide open for potential, limitless potential. All the restraints are gone. Those limiting beliefs, they're just gone. And you can do whatever you want to do with your life. You know, we have limits. You know, our family especially tells us we're blue collar workers. Nobody in our family ever went to college, and nobody in our family ever had more than $50,000 a year. And we are all overweight, and we all, couch potatoes in front of the television. That's our family. That's how we roll. But what if you don't want to be that? What if you don't want to do that? I mean, if you want to do that, fine, go ahead. But what if you don't want to do that? What if you got a vision for something more? You can do it.
Yeah, I actually have a section in my book where I talk about that as external programming. It's just other people are telling you what you should and shouldn't be doing. And you begin to believe that when it's repeated enough. So we can come to Lana, and she can help us change those deep internal beliefs that, even though, like, we can say we don't believe that, but if we believe it deep internally, that's still going to be the outcome.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Which is why going to these motivational conferences, you know, you get all revved up for a little while, and then you go back to quote unquote normal. Mm-hmm. When you get home, because the program's still running. You didn't change that. You just made some choices in your, you know, with your willpower. And that's another piece of it. No willpower required. You don't have to willpower your way through life.
Well, I might need your help, because I've been willpower my way through life for 35 years now. I just absolutely refuse to believe I can't do something. And when I, but there's a major drawback to that. And I'm sure you'll understand this. When you try to willpower your way through something and it doesn't work, it's devastating emotionally.
Yes, it proves to you that this isn't going to work, because every time you fail, your mind says, okay, well, see, that proves it. And then you try again. You're like, okay, that proves it again. You're just digging the hole deeper.
<Every time. laughs> I forget. Jenny Craig says, like, you got to throw the shovel out and stop digging the hole first.
Yeah.
And that's, well, you know, I have some weight issues, and they've been plaguing me for two and a half decades now. Mm-hmm. And I'll have major, at one time I was almost 300 pounds, and I'm down around 215 now. So that's a good improvement, right? Mm-hmm. I've been as low as 175 and come back up. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
it's just, it amazes me. And I can get down there again. I get there, but maintaining it seems to be something going on in the head here that's not allowing me to maintain that.
Definitely, because willpower, you can, it's like holding a beach ball underwater. You can only hold it under for so long. Eventually you get tired, you're going to let it go, and it's going to pop back out. So that's what we do when we willpower, and we have got a limited supply of willpower. So if you have a stressful day, you're using up your pennies of willpower. And then when you get to night, if it's been really tough and hard and you're tired and you spend all your willpower, what are you going to do? You're going to be at the refrigerator as soon as you get home, and there's no willpower left. And there's no shame in that. You're trying to force yourself to do something that your body physically, emotionally, psychologically just can't do. You just can't do it. Hmm. It's not in the program. So you need to change the program.
And now you've got this podcast coming up, which is going to cover a lot of these topics in much finer detail, I'm sure, correct?
Yes, the podcast Massive Change on Demand is short little interviews, 20-minute interviews of different people who've experienced this kind of change, this massive change, and how their stories. I want to talk about people because, wow, the things I'm seeing, it's just unbelievably phenomenal. I'm so thrilled and excited. I'm just pumped about it, because when somebody leaves my office changed for the better and I see them the next time and they're vibrant and alive, I mean, wow, what's better? There's nothing better than that.
Well, I get the same thing. As you know, I'm a business consultant. Mm-hmm. And I get that same thrill of victory when I get out there and I help somebody with their business. Yes. And I also do personal coaching, but my coaching revolves around how we're interacting with our lives, not your deeper emotions. And you do touch on that a little bit, but not at the level that you're at. But again, that's why we need other coaches, and we need other people who come in and pin down the little things that we're struggling with, which allow the other things to blossom too. So how do you find out, and I want to make sure I word this correctly. How do you find out when somebody comes in, what's holding them back? Because I found out, you know, I'm very successful in business and my relationship and my life, but then I have these other things that I'm not successful with. And we all do this. I haven't met anyone yet at any level that doesn't have things they're struggling with. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. Most of us don't know what that little thing is that's causing these other things. How do we find that out? Or how do you find that out?
Wow. Would you like to do a little experiment? It'll take about 15 seconds.
Okay.
I can do a little demonstration with you if you want.
Okay. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Pick something. You don't even have to tell us what it is. Just pick some topic that you've been struggling with and you'd like to get the answer to. Do you have it?
Okay.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to give me the first answer that comes to your mind. So don't second guess yourself. The first answer is the right answer, because the mind will try to trick you by second guessing and judging. We don't want to do that. So how old were you when the very first time this thought came to you and you believed it? How old were you?
13.
13. Good. Were you inside or outside when that happened?
Inside.
You were inside. Were you with people or were you alone?
Alone.
You were alone. You were inside. You were alone. You were 13 years old. Were you inside of a house, a school?
House.
House. Okay. Do you remember what the incident was?
Yeah. I was putting my shirt on.
Okay. There you go. That was it right there. Just that simple. Just that simple and easy. That's what we do. And then once we know, we can go in and find out where that memory's hidden in your body. And we can take it out.
Right.
Yeah. The pain of it, I mean, not the memory. You'll still remember.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to forget anything.
Remove the adverse effects of the memory.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So you start that's the way you approach this with almost everybody, or is the way you approach it with everybody?
Well, it's customized, of course. And some people have done more work than others. You've done a lot of work, so you were able to access that really quickly. Sometimes you might have to leave the person on a little path to get there. But yes, it's very simple work. And one of the things that I've really struggled with was having people believe it, because it's so simple.
Well, it's the same with all the coaching that I do. And you know, finding success and happiness in your life, it's not that hard. It's not brain surgery. Yes. It's just believing it.
Yes, it's so gentle, so soft, and it doesn't have to be. I think we are just like hoodwinked into thinking that you've got to go for years to talk therapy, pay thousands of dollars, and grieve and cry and go through all this process, when really you could dissolve it, and you don't have to go there, and you don't have to feel the pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What could be better? You know,
well, nothing can be better. I mean, and there's so many different levels to the spaghetti in our mind. Mm. And some, you know, most of it interacts well, but, you know, I say occasionally you have a piece of uncooked spaghetti in there that's really causing a problem.
Absolutely. And I love the way you put that, because a lot of times our psychological makeup is a knotted ball of string. Mm-hmm. And we go at it and we unwind and we come upon a knot and we get that cleared up. Then we go deeper and we get another knot. And so it is, I don't want to give people the idea that you can just do one and done, you know, fix it all in one little thing. No, we work on one thing and then we go to the next and the next. And over the process, wow, life is going to just absolutely open up. It will open up. And guess what? You're going to have more fun. Stop being so serious. Let's have some fun around here.
Well, that's one of my problems. I like doing all the things that are fun, and I kind of avoid some of the things that are tedious, and I like to hire people to do those tedious things. But then I feel guilty, because I know they're probably not doing it because they love it. They're doing it because I'm paying them, and I want everybody to do what they love. But at the same time, I'm hiring people to do the things I don't love. But there are people who love doing that.
Yes.
And you also, that's something I had to come to. If I see somebody and they're excited and they're giving me a lot of input and they're coming back, I know they're enjoying what they're doing. Mm-hmm. If they're going, yeah, what do you got for me today? You know, I feel bad. I have nothing. I'm just going to pay you to do nothing today. I don't want to make your life any more miserable than you've already made it for yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, now, how does somebody get a hold of you? Do you have a website that they can get to? Just give us all the information on you that we can get here.
Okay, great. Thank you, Todd, for asking. I have a website, lanamacara.com. It's all really easy. I'm on YouTube. Just look up Lana Macara. And then
that's
also
MCARA, correct?
LANAMCARA.
Okay.
And Facebook is where I'm on a lot. So if you come to Facebook and look me up, I'll be there. But Facebook and YouTube are my two primary places to reach me.
Okay, fantastic. Now, do you have a website for the Massive Change on Demand podcast yet?
Not yet. We're in production. So
okay, fantastic. So, mm-hmm. So you're getting the first few episodes in the can now, so you got something to put on the site.
Exactly. I'm doing like 5 or 6 this week to get started. So, oh, it's exciting. I love talking to people and asking them what happened after we got done.
Yeah. I love the feedback, right? And it's, you know, you and I had a conversation and we both realized we have these other things going on right now. And cause I wanted to collaborate with Lana on some writing in the future, but then here I'm retooling my business model and you're retooling your business model. And we're both have all these great things going on. And I just realized, you know what? We don't have time for this right now.
Exactly.
You know, maybe in the future we'll sit down and discuss it. So one thing I did want to talk to you a little bit about, because we got a couple minutes left, and you and I have had an interesting conversation, and I brought it up here. Now, see, I have a belief that the quantum world controls our minds, or we control the quantum world in our minds. And I believe that interlinking spiritual between us and the universe is actually us. The a lot of people relate the physical body to being the actual us, but I think it's our consciousness that's the actual us. And I just wanted to get your feedback on that while Well, I got you here and I've got you on the show because you and I both read the same kinds of books. And the thing, the beauty about quantum physics is it's the physics of possibilities.
Absolutely. It is such a fascinating study and it never ends. There's always more stuff coming out, you know, like, oh, what's this person saying? So absolutely. I absolutely believe that. I keep saying absolutely because it is. That's really it. We are connected to the universe and we're connected to each other and the universe. I'm talking about the planets and space and all of that. It has actually consciousness because it has self-protecting behaviors, which is the definition of consciousness. And a lot of times, if we have a thought, it's coming from somewhere because we're so connected in. It could be a person, it could be something else. And these thoughts come to us. And the beauty of it is that we're not at the mercy of anything. We can choose what we want to focus on. And so I think some people blame themselves for thoughts they have when they're actually just tapping into the collective and things are passing through and we can be selective. We can say, oh, that's a nice thought. I like that one. I'm going to pursue that. I want to see what that is. Or, you know, the negative thinking, now that's probably some kind of programming, some kind of, you know, because the negative thinking doesn't usually come that way. It's from something else, some kind of restraint or restriction or false belief that we're holding or something we heard someone say, and it just keeps rattling through the mind.
I think that quantum physics is right now, it's validating. Yes. The law of attraction, which is commonly known, or Napoleon Hill called it the cosmic habit force. Wallace D. Wattles called it the thinking stuff in the universe. Mm-hmm. You can manifest whatever you want. And there's a lot of misconception between manifesting and the law of attraction. And you're not actually, you know, people go, oh, that's all garbage. You know, a car's not going to appear in your driveway. No, a car's not going to appear in your driveway. But quantum physics is starting to show that things change in the past due to our thoughts and observations today. And you tell people that, and that's a big chunk to absorb. So I think that what you're doing is you're tapping into this quantum side of yourself, the conscious side, and eliminating these things in the body that are holding us back. And like you said, you've got that memory in those cells, and it's not just your brain cells. And always believe that everything has. I believe water has memory. There's some great experiments. I cannot remember the doctor's name now. It was a Japanese doctor who did the water by freezing water and seeing what the crystals look like after it was exposed to different emotions and different energies. So there's a lot of interesting stuff going on at that quantum level. And I think that you're probably tapping into that. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yes, I would definitely agree. And what we're doing is actually releasing and setting free the core essence of who you are without all the armor and the cage or whatever you want to call it that's like trapping that beautiful part of us that is connected to the universe and so amazingly brilliant and smart and in tune and all the possibilities of what we could be and do. They're just like put inside this trapping, this cloak. And the process that we're doing is freeing that. And the being, the person, some people are afraid they're going to change, you know, like change into somebody else. But what actually happens is you're a better you. You're you. And the real you just kind of shows up and the brilliance of it and the joyfulness of it. That is such a powerful, high vibration. That's who is inside. Let that person out. Let them out. Let them play. Let them create and tap in and connect to other people and to the power of the universe. That's what this work is about. And whoa, it is just like, atomic energy when you allow yourself to be who you truly are.
So we get down to the last minute here. And I just want to make sure. Now, you said the best place to get a hold of you is on Facebook, and that's at Lana, L-A-N-A, right? Mm-hmm. M-C-A-R-A, Lana, yes. McCary. Awesome. And this has been great. I knew it was going to fly by with you just because you and I, we both love these topics. And I truly enjoy getting into the metaphysical, which I also believe is quantum physics. It's really starting to show that. And the sad thing is quantum physics, it takes a lot of study to really begin to understand it. Mm-hmm. So I hope that you have faith in Lana and me, that we've read tons of these books, and there's definitely a connection between the real you and the universe. And there's a reason that these things work together. So, Lana, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And I hope that we can have you on again soon. And I want to thank all the listeners who took the time to tune in and listen today. Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast of The Mindset Man. We greatly appreciate you have taken the time to be with us today. You will be what you believe you will be. You will find the show at toddradis.com or inspirednewsradio.com. Have a great day, and we will see you soon.